Jackie. You make all my screws come loose. Got me perfectly confused. Always find a way to mess me up and drive me wild. I love the way you make me lose my. I feel the walls closing in. All the good thing about it is I'm locked in here with you, yeah. I'm always watching you, wondering what you'll do next. But my favorite part about it is I always have to guess. Oh. You make all my screws come loose. Got me perfectly confused. Always find a way to mess me.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department says from now on, guns will be sold the same way no matter where you buy them. Clarification that sellers must be licensed and must conduct background checks on buyers.
Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says closing the so-called gun show loophole will withstand any Second Amendment challenges. Shouts of shame, shame in the Arizona state legislature as Republican lawmakers quickly shut down discussions on a proposed repeal of the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes abortion unless a woman's life is at risk.
And the voters of Arizona that already agree that we should have safe abortion access are going to show that through the polls.
Arizona State Senator Anna Hernandez. The Japanese Prime Minister today will address a joint meeting of Congress in Washington. This is ABC News. Strong storms stretching into Indiana and Ohio and then all the way down to Florida and Georgia. The Masters in Augusta starting today, but pushed back a bit because of the rain, now set to start in a couple of hours. All of this coming after storms roared through several states. At least one person was killed in Mississippi. More from ABC's Jim Ryan.
After hours of heavy rain in northeast Texas, the Panola County Courthouse and Judge Roger McLean were faced with
flooding through the elevator shaft, oddly enough. So we're having to pump that out.
East of there, streets were flooded in the New Orleans area and an EF1 tornado touchdown in Slidell, where Mayor Greg Cromer promises
we'll put ourselves back together with our friends or our neighbors and we'll be better than we were.
No serious injuries came out of the twisters in Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Instagram now says it is testing new tools to protect young people from sexual content. One of the features will automatically blur any nudity in your DMs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 57 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow sunshine, still a little breezy with a high of 59. By Saturday, sunshine with a high of 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Doctors say one of the suspects in the Slender Man stabbing is not quite ready to leave a state mental hospital. A pair of doctors told a judge in a Waukesha courtroom Wednesday that Morgan Geiser is no longer suffering from schizophrenia, but she is on a series of medications for PTSD and anxiety. Wednesday marks 50 days since the disappearance of Elijah Vu. The 3-year-old Two Rivers boy was reported missing February 20th. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minert tells WISN-TV in Milwaukee that police have no evidence that supports Elijah being abducted, nor do they have evidence that he simply walked off. And the NFL announced yesterday that the Green Bay Packers will play their first game of the 2024 season against the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That game, which is scheduled for Friday, September 6th, will be the first ever regular season NFL game in South America.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin,
Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. The Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Residents of the city of Durand may see a water rate increase next year due to the Madison Street project. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says while the city does have sewer rate increases built in, water rates are a bit different.
In the two funds that take care of the sewer part of it, whether it's water or sanitary, every year there's an increase in that's sort of built in. It's a couple percent. This way we never get behind, and then we can also plan on that funding to be able to pay for projects. The thing with water rates is that, and we haven't had one in a couple of years, is that you have to have that approved through the state, through the Public Service Commission.
Earlier this year, the Madison Street projects had to be delayed due to costs coming in over $1 million over budget. The city is currently trying to revamp the project and apply for grants to reduce costs. It's a year in jail for a sexual assault suspect in Dunn County. A judge yesterday sentenced Jesse Fortenberry from Mississippi to a year behind bars. He pleaded guilty to a weapons charge, and prosecutors reduced the sexual assault charge against him to a misdemeanor. Police say he admitted to shooting bullets into two cars in downtown Menominee last summer. A Chicago man is in custody after leading authorities on a pursuit that reached speeds up to 107 miles an hour in Dunn County Tuesday morning. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, the Wisconsin State Patrol was pursuing 47-year-old Roosevelt Gills westbound on Highway 12 near Elk Mound after Gills fled troopers during a traffic stop. Due to the time of day, the pursuit was suspended due to safety concerns. Deputies had attempted to stop Gillis on Highway B north of Menominee, but were unable to stop him, and he continued to drive recklessly through marked work zones and then went on to I-94 traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes. Gillis then turned around and was finally stopped in Menominee on Elm Avenue West. Gillis has been charged with felony fleeing an officer, felony recklessly endangering safety, possession of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl. No one was injured in that incident. A man is suing the Shetek Chamber of Commerce for a 2022 ATV wreck. Dennis Anderson says he was riding his ATV along the ice trail on Lake Shetek the day after the Winterfest snowmobile races when he hit a berm and suffered catastrophic injuries. Anderson says the chamber created the berms for the race but failed to remove them afterward. The jury has begun deliberating in the trial of Nikolai Mu, who's accused in a 2022 stabbing that left a teen dead and four others injured during a float trip on the Apple River in Wisconsin. Both the prosecution and defense presented their closing arguments yesterday before the jury was dismissed to deliberate. Mu testified in his own defense Tuesday on the seventh day of court proceedings. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Statewide tornado drills are scheduled today in Wisconsin. The drills are slated to start at 1:45 and 6:45 today. During those times, schools, businesses, and people at home are encouraged to head to their nearest tornado shelter as if an actual tornado warning was in effect. The National Weather Service will also send weather radio alerts, and communities may also be testing outdoor warning sirens. Now, if there is a threat of severe weather today, the drills would be postponed until Friday. The Weather Service confirmed 21 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin last year. This week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. A Wisconsin business owner is being sued for illegal labor practices. Jeremy Kruk is the former owner of Crushing It Promotions. He's facing more than one civil suit for firing employees intending to unionize, refusing to pay some wages, and reopening his business in a different name after its closure. 11 Crushing It employees say they were working toward unionization when they were all fired. Kruk is accused of withholding more than $8,200 in wages from those employees. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development investigated the case. At least one Republican lawmaker in Wisconsin says the decision not to require the SAT or ACT at the University of Wisconsin is denying reality. State Senator Dewey Strobel is criticizing UW Regents who voted last Friday to extend the UW's test optional policy until at least 2027. Strobel says the UW isn't helping minority students by lowering the bar to get into college. The university says most schools in the country are now test optional, and the university says they've not seen a drop in GPAs or test scores since dropping the testing requirement back in 2020. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers and farm vehicle operators to share the road this planting season. Over 2,000 crashes involving farm vehicles have been reported in Wisconsin over the past 5 years. The DOT asked drivers to slow down and provide extra room when encountering slow-moving farm vehicles. Drivers are also reminded it's illegal to pass a farm vehicle in a no-passing zone. The agency is also asking farm vehicle operators to know the lighting and marking requirements for their vehicles, be familiar with road weight restrictions, and stay as far to the right as they can while on roadways. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Bucks won their second straight, blowing out Orlando 117-99 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bobby Portis led all scorers with 30 points and 5 steals. Damian Lillard added 29. Coach Doc Rivers said winning helps everything.
You know, now we're the best team in the league, right? You know what I mean? Like, wins help. You know that. Like, in life or anything. And losing is no fun. And it gets heavy. So, you know, last night's game was probably the reason we won tonight, you know, and it's a good thing.
Bucks are shutting down Giannis Antetokounmpo for the rest of the regular season with a calf strain. The team received some good news yesterday when an MRI showed no damage to his Achilles. After a nearly two-hour rain delay to start, the Brewers cruised to their second straight win over the Reds 7-2. Christian Yelich clubbed a two-run homer in the first to get the ball rolling.
It did. You know, he's had good success against Hunter, and I felt like that hitting that ball out of the ballpark really gave us the lift we needed to get started. Then we kind of just kept chipping away, adding on. It was good.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Blake Perkins also went yard for the Brewers. Wade Miley started, tossed 4 solid innings in his 2024 debut. Packers will open the season against the Eagles on September 6th in Brazil. NFL yesterday revealing the Friday matchup. On the team's tailgate tour in Beloit, team president and CEO Mark Murphy was asked if playing games in England, Germany, and Mexico really pays off for the league.
They do. I think TV particularly has helped dramatically from in terms of the international games. It's a long-term play, though, really. You know, and I think this year we'll have 5 international games. Next year, I think it goes up to 8. So it's something that is a high priority for the league.
Marquette's point guard Tyler Kolek announced yesterday he's headed for the NBA. And round one of the Masters starts this morning in Augusta, Georgia. John Rahm is the defending champion. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The Minnesota Timberwolves dropped out of the top spot in the Western Conference following a 116-107 loss to the Denver Nuggets. Anthony Edwards had 25 points in the losing effort. Now, Minnesota will host Atlanta tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves might have been shedding salary this offseason if Alex Rodriguez and Mark Laurel had completed their purchase of the team. ESPN reports the pair submitted financial forecasts that showed plans to cut payroll to get below the luxury tax threshold. The report says that current owner Glenn Taylor decided to void the sale of the team after believing the cuts would close Minnesota's window to win a championship. Laurel and A-Rod refused to comment on the report. The Minnesota Twins avoided a sweep by beating the L.A. Dodgers 3-2 at Target Field yesterday. Edward Julian broke the 2-2 tie in the fifth inning by hitting his second home run of the game. Minnesota snaps a four-game losing streak. The Twins will send Pablo Lopez to the mound against the Tigers today. The Minnesota Wild are getting ready for their game against the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. Minnesota was eliminated from playoff contention after a 5-2 loss against Colorado Tuesday. Tomorrow's game starts at 9 o'clock. High school baseball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Game scheduled today in the Dairyland Conference. Blair Taylor at Luther, Alma Center Lincoln hosting Port Edwards, Whitehall at Cadott, Dunn St. Croix, Boyceville at Durand, Arkansas. Plum City Elmwood travels to Mondovi, Glenwood City hosting Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference Baseball, Altoona at Ellsworth, Baldwin Woodville hosting Amory. St. Croix Central at Osceola, Somerset plays at Prescott. Girls softball today in the Dairyland Conference, Port Edwards at Alma Center Lincoln, Cochran Fountain City hosting Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, Dunn St. Croix softball, Boyceville at Durand, Arkansas, Glenwood City, Mondovi. Middle Border Conference softball today, Osceola at Altoona, Somerset hosting Prescott, Ellsworth at St. Croix Central, Baldwin Woodville is at Amory. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Vintage lures are making a comeback. These old hula poppers and jitterbugs and lazy ikes are being snapped up by anglers all over the place, not to add to a collection, but to fish with them. I'll tell you why, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Old lures caught fish, the bassarinos, the pawpaw minnows. All these lures were designed to catch fish, and they did. But they went out of style because spinner baits and molded crankbaits came into play, and all of a sudden those old lures just fell by the wayside to be snatched up by collectors and added to a visionary piece that was stuck on someone's wall. But that's all changing now. Anglers are buying up these lures in vast amounts to use them to catch fish. The jitterbug just has an action that fish haven't seen. They get conditioned to rattle baits. They get conditioned to certain spinner baits and jigs. And after a while, these old lures, of course, they're going to make a comeback because those fish haven't seen that lure. They haven't seen that action. They don't know what they're looking at, and they want to strike it. They want to eat it. And they catch fish. So those vintage lures are made not to collect, but to use because they catch fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
see for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny with an isolated rain shower this morning. Then a 60% chance of a shower or storm this afternoon. Highs, low 60s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20. Tonight, 70% chance of a shower or storm. Lows, low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. We'll have highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny across the region this morning. Mondovi, 52. Wabasha, Nelson, Lake City at 50. Pepin and O'Galley, 49. Plum City, 48. Here at WRDN, we do have that sunshine, 47. With Russell Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl, it's 8:24.
I gave you hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars, they always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. First time they met us when they understood. Said, how'd you get one so good? God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. Time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve.
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your old friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying it's As leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow. I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Around me here in a small town where it feels feels like home. I got everything I need. And nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Zach Brown, Homegrown, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. We'll be chatting with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron here in just about 5-10 minutes or so about last night's council meeting during the 9 o'clock hour as well, at about 9:10. Heidi Stewart from Pepin County Health Department will be in to talk about the Pepin County Together event that is coming up on Tuesday at Durand, Arkansas High School. Let's run down birthdays for today. Ethel Kennedy is 96. She is the widow of former U.S. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. Wow. Also, this actress portrayed the title character in the TV series Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman. Louise Lasser, 85 today. Actor Peter Reigert is 77. He was in the movies Traffic and The Mask, along with Animal House. Actress Tricia Helfer is 50. She was on the TV show Battlestar Galactica. Born on this date, actor Johnny Sheffield, born in the state in 1931. He played the role of Boy in several Tarzan films. Louie songwriter Richard Berry, born in the state in 1936. Big country frontman Stuart Anderson, born in the state in 1958. Celebrating a birthday today, Brian Shatner. Happy birthday, Brian. His name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs, from the hot dogs, brats, hamburgers, steaks, pork chops, chicken, and more. From Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Don't forget, download the Dairy Queen app. Use the reward points for treats from Dairy Queen, and right now through April 14th. When you use the Dairy Queen app, you can also get a Blizzard. Buy one, get one free from Dairy Queen. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO Free Blizzard Treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats, only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny with an isolated rain shower this morning, then a shower and storm this afternoon. 60% chance, highs low 60s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20. 70% chance of showers and storms early, lows low 40s tonight. And for Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs upper 50s. Sunshine across the region this morning at Mondovi 52, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 50. Pepin and O'Galley 49, Plum City 48. Sunshine 47 in downtown Durand with Billy Currington and I Got a Feeling. On the way, we're going to talk with the Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron. That's coming up next. It's 8:39.
I don't want to rush this thing. I don't want to jump the gun. I really want to say those three little words, but I'm going to bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just going to lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm going to hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming, I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling, are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming, I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron, as we talk about the meeting from last night, the council meeting. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. We're not going to talk about the audit because that was a snoozer. everything's okay. That's pretty much what's going on. But one of the things that you're looking for from a city standpoint is volunteers for the community members to be on committees. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if anybody's looking to serve on, and it's everything from, parks and there's different housing and different types of things, it's difficult to sit here in an interview and to go through everybody. But if anybody would have interest in serving on a city commission or a city board, there's every year there's so much turnover. Not a lot, we do, but we do have a few spots if somebody's interested. You can go ahead and contact Halifax City Hall. The number 672-8787. Is that what it is? And you can ask about, leave a name and phone number. We'll contact you to see if you're interested. We generally, when we do reorganization, which will be next week, we appoint people, even though the terms may be at different staggers, and to make sure. But if anybody's interested, and right now I know Parks is one of them that sort of stands out. We do have availability there. If somebody's interested, just contact City Hall.
Meanwhile, you mentioned that to the council that Governor Evers is potentially coming to Durand?
We don't know the exact dates, but obviously I'm assuming that the governor's office and the Department of Transportation, but part of his effort about filling potholes and making sure that there's obviously road construction and those types of things. So there'll be a thing, and we'll be having a section of road where we'll be meeting and so on. And obviously we'll get that publicity out, but the opportunity to meet the governor. We'll be here to talk about road construction and filling potholes.
That means now the first thing I'm thinking now, we're going to start filling potholes and not just leave them all for the governor to do them all. Well, then again, that actually, maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, actually, if people would have noticed last week, we finally, of course, we always delayed a little bit because, again, I know that everybody thinks the snow might be over with, but come on, we've all had the May, the May freak storm where we had that. But it looks like if somebody has a concern that something we haven't filled, the staff has been out there filling them since last Thursday. So I think we're trying to get. But if somebody has a concern, again, contact City Hall and we'll make sure we get to it.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, one of the things that the city administrator talked about was, okay, the Madison Street project, it has been delayed. But again, from the audit, when this project kicks in, we're probably going to have a water rate increase. Kind of explain that.
What we did a number of years ago was when it comes to certain parts of road street projects, and usually we're talking the utilities, and of course utilities come in the form of water, sanitary sewer, and stormwater. We have in the two funds that take care of the sewer part of it, whether it's water or sanitary, every year there's an increase in that's sort of built in. It's a couple percent. This way we never get behind, and then we can also plan on that funding to be able to pay for projects. The thing with water rates is that, and we haven't had one in a couple of years, is that you have to have that approved through the state, through the Public Service Commission. The one thing that we're talking about doing is there's a couple of ways of doing it, because you can have what they call the full increase, or the full which involves a lot of step for an increase, or do what they call a simple one where you can just bring some facts and look to have the increase. So obviously and it was brought up in the audit last night too, that's one of the funds that we need to sort of watch. It's not terrible shape, but we need to look at that. And of course, at the end of the day, the final decision's up to the, as far as the amount, is up to the PSC.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Now, this was late in the meeting, and this was something that I guess hasn't been on my radar, hasn't really been talked about, but that's with a sanitary district with Arkansas, where they would hook up to the Durand sewer system. Would that include water or just sewer?
No, it would just include the sanitary sewer part of it. They have a district over there, and there's some issues over there concerning what they do and so on. I think they have 100 and some customers. The idea was a possibility of coming over and bringing that to our facility. The amount that they produce is low enough that it has no concern over the total amount, so on and so forth. So they are working on that over there. I know that they're working on a grant to help pay for to facilitate this. Right now, our situation is that, and again, as far as what it would cost, we would put together those numbers based on what we charge everybody else. And as far as what those final things are, and so on and so forth. So I know they're moving forward. Again, 2026, I think, is maybe when they're talking about it. And again, as we said, that obviously we'll work with that sanitary district, to facilitate their need.
And again, this is something they're having to deal with, and you may not know the whole requirements, but that thing called the Chippewa River. How do we get the sewer line from Are they allowed to go? I mean, obviously they'd have to go under, but I mean, I've heard in the past the Army Corps and the DNR have said, no, you can't do that. And so
I think there's a number of things that fall into this. In this particular case, obviously, the powers that be that make the decisions on that, for something like this, it is acceptable and there's a way to do it, is to our understanding. So, and again, sort of it's their situation to get, you know, once they get it here, and then we'll deal with it. So, but as I said, there must be something to worry, because I'm sure that the state would have said, hold it, not even a possibility. They're saying it is a possibility, and that they could, they should move forward with that type of plan along with the grant money they're looking for.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Meanwhile, the council did pass a letter of support for Pepin County to move ahead with purchasing the bike trail, the old railroad grade, from XL Energy. And that's something that we've kind of talked about here in the city. You know, XL Energy is trying to get rid of the right-of-way, but it's kind of a surprise here that Pepin County's want to buy it, but Dunn County is still renting it.
Yeah, the situation was brought forward. The county requested, and the council did go on record last night, and we're going to send a letter of support. Again, I know they're trying to get some grant money to help pay for this and to do it, but obviously the school, the city has gone in that we would send a letter of support. Obviously, there's only limited things you can do with that property based on the way it's shaped and the way it's, and that this has been a use for it. And if they're moving forward, obviously, the city's on a record that we support that effort.
Meanwhile, Chief Ridgeway brought up there's been some issues with aggressive dogs that have gotten loose. And just a reminder, everybody's got to keep their dogs leashed.
Yeah, been a few problems. There's been a few citations issued that you need to keep at leash if they leave your property. And especially in both the situations that he discussed last night, they became aggressive with other residents. And so again, your dogs are your responsibility. And again, we've had two recent incidences that have led to citations.
Meanwhile, from the fire department, ladder truck, it's still on schedule.
Yeah, Chief King had mentioned that they're going to start the final build project sometime in May, 2.5 months to build. So hopefully we'll be seeing it here. I think they originally were talking maybe a little bit farther into the fall, but if they can keep it on that schedule, hopefully we'll get that new ladder truck that we've been talking about for a long time, by the way, and get it in service. So again, hopefully that the fire department will be able to get that in service here. If that goes according by the end of the summer, I'm guessing is what we'll be shooting for.
And the Fire Chief King also brought up a situation that's becoming problematic, and that's, we'll call them fire truck chasers, ambulance chasers, people wanting to gawk at the big brush fire and other things going on. Again, that is illegal. And in fact, some people are driving around the fire trucks to try and see what's going on. And that is very illegal and people have to stop it.
Yeah. I know that this was brought up for a recent fire that was in a rural area. It was a pretty good size area. So there was a lot of places where people accessing, and that became an issue. And I know that the fire department have issued to people, stay away. They're trying to do a job and so on and so forth. There was also another recent situation where in a different incident where somebody drove around a fire truck blocking the road. And the reason why that fire truck was there because they were trying to create a landing zone for an emergency situation for a helicopter. Now that person there, I know that they were talking about that they're trying to do, is possibly going to be cited for that. And you could be cited for that. And the way I stated last night was emergency situations are not spectator sports. Let these folks do their job, whether the first responders, the fire department, the ambulance, the police department, everybody that's involved in these things. And we don't need to add extra danger to the situation. Let them do their work. One thing that they've become pretty good about, about putting pictures and footage out so people can see what happened. They're not trying to hide anything of what's going on, obviously, but please stay away from emergency situations.
Meanwhile, from Public Works Department, we have hydrant flushing coming up and also the spring cleanup as well coming up starting April 20th.
Yes, the spring cleanup, as we know, that at no charge to the city residents, we will come around and pick up what considered yard waste and also limbs, small limbs. We do have requirements. It's not like you can cut down a tree and throw it in the boulevard and think that we're going to come and get the full tree. But again, if you have any questions about it, again, I use that thing, call City Hall. They'll be happy to explain it. It needs to be set up there basically so we can pick it up and scoop it into our trucks. It's at no cost. And again, it's something we do every year. And as we said, it's for, leaves. It's for small branches and twigs and those types of things. Yard cleanup. If you need to do a little pruning on a tree and cut off some, those are fine too. And things like that. But again, the annual spring cleanup is coming up.
The council accepted a donation from the town of Lima for $5,000 towards the pool. It's going to be a reciprocity agreement with the city and the town of Lima for town of Lima residents to get city resident pool rates.
Yeah, and again, as the one thing I mentioned is that with the Grand Arkansas School District making a contribution to the pool, we're in a situation where that if you lived in the school district, you would qualify for those things. But this is just along with the donation from Lima, that anybody who's a citizen in Lima falls under the same rates. And again, what we say is because we always have two rate scales, we have, it used to just be city, but now it'll be school district. Of course, Lima will be included. So anybody who lives there, there's a certain rate to get in. It's cheaper for that, and of course for memberships, family memberships, and so on and so forth. We haven't set them for the new pool yet, since we're a year away from opening, but again, we're going to put those numbers together. But Lima, first of all, I thank them for their contribution and the agreement that we have.
That is Strand Mayor Patrick Milliron. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Talk.
Mother's telling the word about
girls.
Everybody thinks two garage band covers. She was checking out riffs and memorizing chords. She didn't care at all for the football heroes. She didn't even notice the basketball stars. Boys as a species were all a bunch of zeros, except for the ones who played that guitar. Ah, girls with guitar.
She wasn't in a debutante.
Girls with guitar.
She didn't go out for cheerleading.
Girls with guitar.
Was a kind of nervous sound.
Girls with guitar. She went off to college. She got her degree. Parents breathe a sigh of great relief. Daddy's thinking law school. Mother's thinking medicine. Daughter's thinking how she's gonna break the news to them. Now there's an old Chevy van just sitting in the driveway.